is going on. We're basically still living off the change that the Obama administration did, and that was to extend the Bush tax cuts for 2 years. So
right.
That took us through 2010 and through 2011. So
does that make life easier for you?
A little bit.
I mean, really?
Yeah, a little bit. There's still, you know, other changes that came up. The estate tax situation was, you know, and
what's up with
disarray
that?
In 2010.
Well, tell us what.
Well, exactly. What was up with that in 2010?
I guess I've never
That's
had
what
an
we
estate.
All said. Yeah. You know, it basically went away in 2010.
Oh. And you don't Washington have to pay tax on estate anymore?
You do.
Oh.
Now the new rules are finally in place.
Uh-huh.
But it took them basically till, you know, this last year of 2011 to correct and fix what was supposed to go on in 2010. So
why is that? What does
so
it take so
long?
So if
you were lucky, you died in 2010.
Actually, it was. And you know, one of our...
dang it, I didn't die.
We had a client that's been with the firm over 30 years. Was an old friend of my father's, actually. And he had a real problem with the estate tax rules. He actually passed away January 5th, 2010. And I swear he made it those last few days because
just so he could make it to
yeah.
It actually made a huge difference.
Well, you know what? It is so complicated. I mean, I have a friend right now going through the fact that his mother was part owner in a house that his sister, I mean, her sister was also part owner. The sister died. So the son now has the estate. But now they've got to do how much was it worth back in 1940 when it was sold? How much do they bring it up to date now? I mean, it's taking forever.
Yeah, it definitely can be complicated. And there's a lot of problems that come up with that same situation. There's the old step-up rule that you may have heard about.
No.
Well, step-up means basically when someone passes away under the old estate rules, that asset, like the house,
mm-hmm.
got a new value based
exactly.
on the date of death,
yeah.
as opposed to the 1940 value, which
right.
could be a huge difference.
Huge!
Well, if someone's put on the house prior to the parent or grandparent passing away...
Like the sister's husband.
Yes, exactly. When they're put on, that's a gift, essentially. And they inherit the original value back to 1940. They don't get a step up in value. It's a real problem with estate tax issues because they miss out on that step up. And step up can be huge with an old investment account that has a bunch of old appreciated stocks or in real estate. It can be a big problem. So
what
step
do you,
up is huge.
What do you pay on an estate? I mean, do you pay a percentage or is it...
Well,
is it estimated by what your property is worth? How do you pay on an estate?
Estate taxes are kind of interesting. You know, all through our lives, we pay on our income.
We do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Every dime you make, IRS wants a piece of that pie. Well, when someone passes away, you pay on your assets. So in an estate situation, the rules have just been changed finally, like we spoke earlier in 2011, but in an estate, you value all the assets. Every piece of real estate has to be appraised by a licensed appraiser. We actually have to turn those in to IRS along with an estate return.
And you have to pay for it. It costs you
to get
the appraisal.
And everything gets valued. And actually, there's two valuation dates that we do. There's a date of death value and then an alternate value, which is 6 months later. So we value all the assets, put them all together. Right now, the estate limit is $5 million. It went up. It used to be as low as $600,000 just a few years ago. So now with the change that was made in 2011, it's at $5 million. So if you don't have $5 million in assets, you got nothing to worry
you
about.
You and I are all set, Jay.
Yeah, I think you're okay.
Not worried about a thing.
Most of us are okay. Yeah.
You know, I want to ask you something, too, about this is kind of changing the subject, but important. The difference in an LLC mm-hmm. and what you can itemize mm-hmm. for an LLC and doing business as. Plenty of people are entrepreneurial now. They're doing business as because you've got to pay for your license. And tell me the difference. Can you deduct things doing business as the same as if you have an LLC or no?
That's a great question. Absolutely.
You can.
Any business structure, you can take any necessary ordinary business expense, whether you're a C Corp, an S Corp, or an LLC, or a sole proprietor. You know, a lot of people choose not to incorporate when they start a small business.
Yeah.
So they just work as a sole proprietor, you know, generally a small setting, and they have every opportunity to deduct any ordinary business expense, as does someone that's a larger corporation.
Really?
Oh, yes. The IRS rules are basically the same. Now, we get into a few things when you get into LLCs or S-Corps. There are a few changes, but when you're talking about those ordinary business expenses, they're all the same.
But does that send up a red flag to the IRS if you all of a sudden you've got your tax number because it stays the same if you're doing business as. Mm-hmm. If you all of a sudden start itemizing things, does that send up a red flag and now you're going to be audited?
Not necessarily. You know, if someone's a sole proprietor, you have to do a separate business schedule as part of your personal tax return, a Schedule C. And you're going to break out your expenses on there and show your income. What IRS does not like is seeing multiple loss years in a row for a new small business, or they don't like seeing some expense way out of line. They have, believe it or not, they have years and years of records on every small business in the country. Yeah. So they know, based on a code you put on the top of that business form, what type of business you are.
You don't want to start saying you're traveling 2,000 miles a month.
No.
Researching for Broadview.
Exactly.
I had to go to Greece.
I
have a debt crisis.
No, they know that the normal expenses for a particular type of business. So something's way out of line, like mileage is way high and you're
luncheons,
radio show every day. Yeah.
Alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to like that. And that's going to throw up a red flag.
Right. But real things that happen, real office supplies and gas and things that you are doing for your business.
Yeah. You know, we did a show on this subject earlier too about when someone has to start recording business deductions and claim it as a legitimate business, and when someone can claim it as a hobby and not actually, have to record anything. And
when is that?
When
you want to do some deductions, that's when.
Yeah, basic hobby is something, you're doing part-time, it's more of a hobby, your intent is not for profit, mm-hmm. but actually there's no income number, no expense number, no hour number. It's more of an intent issue with IRS. So, if your intent is to make profit, if you're spending a substantial amount of time in a new small business, they want to see that recorded on Schedule C, whether it's a profit or a loss. Whereas if it's a hobby, I have a sister who made some jewelry and sold it to a few friends and family. She asked me about it. I'm like, you're not even close. Don't worry about it. You're making
expensive jewelry. Yeah.
Yeah. So, ironically, there's not a definitive line or definitive number that we can tell. It's more business intent. I had a gentleman that came in a couple years ago and said, hey, I'm doing this new thing. Should I be recording it? Mm-hmm. Turns out he'd been doing it for like 3 years and he was making several thousand dollars a month.
Whoa.
And hadn't recorded. So we actually ended up going back a couple years and picking up that business stuff. And he, in fact, had losses those first couple years. So it actually helped out his tax situation.
What is the advantage of going ahead and getting your business license as opposed to just doing business as and recording it on your tax number?
Well,
because they can't hold you responsible once you have a business license.
The city and county here are getting a little tough with that. Actually, if you incorporate now mm-hmm. or file LLC, which is a similar, same process basically with Nevada Secretary of State, now they tack you right then and there with a business license.
Oh.
That just was a change a couple years ago. So unless you elect out as a, there's a couple of elections you can claim if you're an LLC that just holds, say, a rental house.
Okay.
Or if you're a small home-based business, you can elect out if you meet certain
recording
rules,
videos but, and
yeah.
audio.
The sole proprietor, basically, there's
recording
not a
videos?
Lot of...
I do audio and video,
The sole proprietor person, they it's often something that's missed, and until someone shows up, they don't really know a lot of the small business folks in town, and I think that's why they started enforcing it at the Secretary of State level.
So are you starting to get busy now?
We are. Actually, our timing is perfect here mm-hmm. because Monday is our official first day of appointments.
Oh, my goodness.
So
give us your number and your website and all that.
RenoCPA.net is the website. Our number is 826-3496, and we start taking appointments tomorrow. We're open 6 days a week through tax season.
Wow. That's when you make the bulk of your money, huh?
It is.
Are you keeping records?
Absolutely. Oh. Hey.
What's he going to say on the radio?
Al Cartledge, thank you for joining us today.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
All your information. We should have you back again before April.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back. We've got a final segment right here on Broadview, so don't go too far.
The Buzz. If you've been diagnosed with kidney disease or are new to the area and you require dialysis, you have a choice when it comes to kidney care and CKD information. DaVita has been the dialysis provider of choice for Northern Nevada for more than 10 years. So why should you choose DaVita for dialysis treatment? Here are some reasons that you can consider. Because of their superior, well-trained clinical team, DaVita has helped patients live longer, healthier lives. DaVita also has 6 convenient locations throughout Northern Nevada to serve you. And DaVita offers a variety of treatment options to suit your lifestyle. DaVita's commitment to Northern Nevada includes outreach and educational programs designed to manage your kidney disease, from kidney-friendly cooking to understanding how lifestyle changes make a difference in everyday life. Schedule your tour of a DaVita Dialysis Treatment Center near you today. Call toll-free 855-887-6790. That's 855-887-6790. DaVita Dialysis, because you do have a choice in Northern Nevada for kidney care.
There's a brand new resource to help you stay healthy, fit, and happy. It's HealthyReno.com. Log on to HealthyReno.com. Find the latest health news and find a local doctor, too. HealthyReno.com.
Are you the best salesperson you know? We're looking for absolute superstar salespeople here at Reno Media Group. A diamond in the rough. If you're the type to settle for mediocre, don't even bother contacting us. We only hire the best outside salespeople for our team. We want a person with professional polish, an outgoing and fearless personality, and the absolute drive to win every time, no matter what. Is that you? We don't hire backgrounds. We hire top producing salespeople. So young or old, if you have the stuff, we'll know it immediately. We have an excellent pay structure for top producers, and there's plenty of opportunity for upward mobility. Build an empire within our fine progressive media company. Our training and our systems are second to none. If you can quickly build rapport with local businesses and business owners and have the desire to make 6 figures a year, then call us today, 829-1964. That's 829-1964.
Reno Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gardening in our region has challenges, but it is not impossible to have a beautiful yard. Hi, this is Marnie Brennan, Garden Coach. Join me each Saturday at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz for the Impatient Gardener and Interactive Garden Talk Show. You'll hear local and regional gardening guests at Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz, brought to you in part by the Garden Shop Nursery on Mayberry Drive at the Big White House.
Unusually beautiful Garden Shop Nursery.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. And JP, we just didn't have enough time to do everything we wanted to do today with our excellent guests. And I had some really good stuff on unhealthy dependencies in a relationship. Other hot stuff, generational households. I mean, 20% of all American adults suffer mental illness, but I don't think we're going to be able to do any of that stuff. Are you happy about
that? There's four of us here now, so I'm thinking, Sean.
But we do have to do our politics, because that's what you love. So a couple of things. I saw that you'll be happy about this, and I know you were just ecstatic, probably celebrating Gabrielle Giffords. She did what you said she should do.
Right.
And that is bow on out. She's stepping down. She stepped down last week. She, of course, is the Democratic Congresswoman from Arizona. She says she has more work to do on her recovery. She's getting better and better every day. Her spirit is high, and it's just amazing recovery.
Sympathy goes out to
tears her. Were rolling down my face watching her. Gosh.
But going back to when I wrote that column saying she should resign, you mm-hmm. noticed that even when she resigned this week, she had to have someone else read her resignation.
Yes.
She's in
happened.
No condition to be.
They waited. They waited until she was well enough, and I guess people within her organization kept things going. And
yeah, because they wanted to keep getting their salaries.
What'll happen now? How will they pick another representative?
Well,
what's the process?
Every state has their own rules.
Well, what's the process?
Well, if it's far enough and away from the next election, then
Arizona, so
they'll hold a special election.
They'll hold a special election.
And I think this is far enough away. I can't imagine they would let somebody go empty that long. So they'll have a special election. That will only last probably until this November when they'll have an actual election. And whoever they, maybe the governor can appoint, but I doubt it. I think they'll probably have to have a special election.
Well, how long is their term for a congresswoman?
It'll be 2 years.
It's 2 years. Yeah. Is that pretty much par for the course of most
par
states?
Par for the course, yeah.
All right, well, that was good. It was very, it was a tearjerker because she almost fell getting up on the podium and not quite stable yet. But wow, what a marvelous recovery she's made. She says she will be back to help with this great country. So that was good. I knew you'd be happy in that. State of the Union, you saw that?
Yes, I did.
Give me your impression
on that.
That's
my last column on jpattitude.com.
What was your impression?
I think it's time to end the State of the Union speech. There's no use for them. They're absolutely embarrassing. They embarrass us as a country. And I don't think the Congress, the next time the president asks to come address the joint session of Congress, I think the Congress should say no.
What is it you thought?
It's not working out
for us.
What
did you think was embarrassing?
It's not you, it's me.
What was it embarrassing about it? Why were you embarrassed?
Okay, number one,
the idea that the
president has to come over to the Capitol to inform Congress is ridiculous. This is the information age. Everybody knows what's going on before he gets there. Number two, it's a campaign speech. We don't need to have television interrupted and congressmen and all the leaders of the country sitting in one building so the president can give another campaign
clapping,
speech.
Clapping, standing up, sitting down. Well, and did he say anything new? Did you feel he said anything new at all?
No, it's the same stuff. He wants the same, some more stimulus. He wants to do some more of this that he's already done and it didn't work. And I don't want to be negative about him because he's a Democrat and I don't believe with a Democrat and I don't side with the Democrat agenda, but it's just no point to this speech. And a lot of people think it's constitutionally required and it's not.
Well, it was focusing on American manufacturing, American energy, although he turned down the pipeline. Skills for American workers during each of the last 3 days, he says. He used his weekly address to highlight his commitment to getting off oil from the Middle East.
And yet he canceled the Keystone Pipeline. Figure that out.
Yeah, I know. Natural gas. I mean, that would only make sense, right? Cleaner, better, more efficient.
If you want to get off Middle East oil,
we have lots of it.
Let's use Canada's oil.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. I didn't feel he said anything new. I really didn't. The same old things. American energy, and where has he gone awry on that? He stimulus to be green, and now the green has turned to brown folded money. There is none.
Well, the public didn't appreciate the speech. They did the survey, and the few people who were listening at the beginning, 27% of them had turned off their television within 5 minutes of it starting.
Well, and he was talking about making things here in America, but really not saying anything about how he's going to make that happen, like the corporate tax that we've been talking about.
Right.
So he really didn't say anything that I could really, I mean, I think he's a good speaker, but he said the same things over and over and over, and there was really no plan of how he was going to do it.
You know, I compared it to last year's State of the Union speech.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he went on for a long time. Somebody must have told him, hey, dude, shorten this up.
Cut it up.
Some of these congressmen have to go to the bathroom more often than that, so he shortened it way up.
Well, Vice President Biden sitting back there behind him, I don't know if he was playing video games or what he was doing, but he also echoed the president's message that we need to commit to train workers, and I believe that too. There's a lot of training that has to be done, but how are they going to do that when they've cut all of our school budgets?
Training is fine, just not by the government.
JP, thank you very much. It was a good show. I appreciate you. We'll be back next week. Thank you very much for listening. Appreciate Marcus Woods and my guests. I'm Jay Davis, and you've been listening to Broadview right here on KBZZ Sparks Reno, an American broadcasting station. Your news is next.